Hey, podcast listeners, this is RBW King with another episode of the podcast. We're up to episode 75. Me and my brother were texting back and forth, and my brother's one stupid motherfucker. I was texting him. I was shopping yesterday, and I got a thing for me that will help my podcast as it comes along. It's like a little stand. You sit it on like a desk, and it comes with like a little LED light. The only thing I'm missing is a microphone, so that's one thing I got to add to the list. Now on the box it advertises a microphone that you could use, but the microphone doesn't come with the box, so I got to go look for prices and find around and see what the cheapest microphone I can get is to start off with. And if I want something better down the line, I just upgrade when I need to. So. That's what I got at Meijer yesterday for me. I have to put it together. I haven't put it together right, because I'm not very good. I'm not like a handyman person, so I'm not very good at putting shit together, even on my own. I've just never been that person. So I got it out of the box. I just need to put it together. Then I also picked up a movie yesterday. It's five movies in one. It was the Jurassic Park. At the time, it was all five film collections. It was all five movies in one case. So I got that along with the podcasting media thing. So those are two things that I got yesterday. But let's get more into what we're actually going to talk about. Baseball signings and trades. Baseball signings. Any player could be traded during the offseason. But it's more like signings I've been reading about. The Cubs haven't really done much except for they signed Clint Frazier. They signed Hermo Liso to a one-year deal. They signed Clint Frazier to a one-year deal. They signed Yan Gomes, who was a backup catcher, to 2 years. But the biggest name that they signed is Marcus Stroman, who's coming over from the New York Mets to the Cubs, and the Cubs signed Marcus Stroman to a three-year deal that was worth $71 million. Max Scherzer, who is going to the New York Mets. He signed a three-year deal with an opt-out clause after 2 years. So after the second year, he can opt out. But his deal was for 3 years with the New York Mets for $130 million, which I don't understand why you're paying somebody who's damn near 38 years old to even get that kind of money. Former Cub Javier Baez, he was on the Cubs last year, and then the Cubs traded him to the New York Mets, and then he ended up becoming a free agent. The New York Mets, he's no longer with the Mets, but he signed a 6-year deal with the Detroit Tigers, so that's where he's going with now. So far, the biggest deal that I've read was the deal that Corey Seager had signed. Corey Seager, who was with the Los Angeles Dodgers last year, just signed a 10-year deal with, the Texas Rangers for that would net him $325 million. Which is fucking ridiculous, but, you know how that is. I just picked up my 304th subscriber on YouTube, so it's fluctuating back and forth. And also, I just hit 706 pages on my Les Miserables book. I still got, like, another 557 pages to read, so it's a long fucking book. So that's, like that. Also, I became addicted to the show on this Roku channel thing. Roku has its own channel, which is like the closest thing to cable that I can get. So they got like their live TV, and I'm addicted to this channel called Haunt TV. Basically, it's these people living in haunted houses and everything like that. And they say, oh, we didn't believe in ghosts and all this shit until it happened to us. I still don't believe in it, but the stories are full of shit. But that's what makes it interesting. At my other job that I do when I'm not doing my podcast or YouTube stuff, I just worked myself up to 3 days of pay time off. I said, I'm going to just let it build up and get more time in. And what I hate, and I would love to talk about this on the podcast here, is there's two different ladies that work for a job, and they usually have like, I don't know, you guys probably know about it. It's called Reddit. So some people will leave comments or they will make statements through Reddit. And so Reddit has a comment section, or they have a section where it's titled "Am I an asshole for doing what I do?" Basically shit like that. So anyway, they had these two ladies worked for the same company, but one worked at a shorter time than the other. One lady had been there 5 years. She's 27, and she had basically worked herself up to 44 days of paid time off. Another lady had been with the company for 17 years, and she used up all her paid time off earlier this year. And so basically she took time off when her brother had died, which is understandable, and then she also took an additional time off when her daughter got sick. Now the other lady, the 27-year-old, doesn't have any kids, but she's earned her right to a vacation when she needs to. And so basically Longhorn, my job has it this way too, where you could basically, if you didn't take vacation days, you could sell your vacation days to other people if you choose to. Well, this 44-year-old lady who had a couple of kids tried to do that. She asked the lady who was 27 who didn't have kids, because the lady that's 44 that has two kids, she wanted to take her kids on a 2-week vacation, but this 44-year-old lady couldn't do the 2-week vacation only because she used up a lot of her vacation days when she took the time off for her brother dying and when the daughter got sick. So after all that was said and done, she only had 4 days of vacation left to that would be paid out to her, and that was not enough for a 2-week vacation. So she asked the 27-year-old, "Can you sell me your vacation days because you don't need them?" She's like, "You don't have kids." And the 27-year-old said no, that she wasn't going to sell them. And so the 27-year-old said, "Well, am I an asshole for not giving her the days?" And the entitled bitch that was 44 said, "Oh, I have to tell my kids now that you're crushing their dreams because I can't get the 2-week vacation that I was telling them I was going to take." I was like, "Well, that's not my problem, and that's not hers either." I said, "For one, what you should have done was that they have a separation of sick day. Unlike my job, they have something called paid sick leave, and they also have paid time off. So basically, you got to learn when you're doing this type of job that you basically make sure that if you're going to be sick, take the sick leave pay first, and then factor in to what you're going to get time off and everything for that." I said, "I try to factor in that if I end up getting sick, I'm not going to use my paid time off for being sick. I'm going to use the sick days." And that's what I would do for that. I've also been really fucking, hold on here, because now with it being basketball season, I said, there's been a lot of stuff going on in basketball, too. My college team, I think they're 4-2 or 5-2, I gotta look, hold on. My college team, University of Illinois, that's like my college team. And Brad Underwood is the head coach here. Also, another story to throw out there, too, and I was reading this online. Okay, my college team was 5-2, okay. So the other story I'm going to bring up was there was this lady. I'm not sure exactly what state it was in, but she's been arrested because she ran across a football field. The type of football field she ran across was not the NFL. It was like one of those peewee leagues that they have for like football. So she ran across the field fucking naked while she was high on heroin. And I was like, that wouldn't be the first time anybody's done something stupid like that. Like I said, I got so many books to fucking read anyway. I said, even though with the Les Miserables book, I said that's a good book. It's just that it's taking too fucking long because it's like 5 stories centered in one. also as my little treat, because I love blueberry. I ended up getting the blueberry pie and blueberry muffins for me. I gotta figure out what the fuck I did with it. Yeah, it's on the floor here. Good thing we got whipped cream too, and we picked up some creamer and some more eggnog for Christmas. Even though my job Longhorn won't be open on Christmas. I said the two things about Longhorn that you'll learn if you ever work for them is that they're not open on Thanksgiving and they're not open on Christmas, but they're open all the other holidays. And Christmas for me last week, Thanksgiving. My sister's birthday was the day before Thanksgiving. And so she came out, I think, a couple days before to help out and clean up the apartment a little bit so we could have a place to stay. So like I have a place to like eat and everything. So we cleaned up the apartment for a little bit, and then she came out on the 25th. I think we kind of got sick a little bit on Thanksgiving because my sister's fiance didn't cook the turkey all the way. He didn't cook it long enough. Technically, he cooked the turkey. He cooked a 17-pound bird at 325 for 3.5 hours, which wasn't long enough. If he was going to cook it at 325, he should have cooked it for at least 4.5 to 5. And some of the parts were so fucking hard, I couldn't even chew them to the point. But my stomach got upset a little bit, and it's still hurting a little bit anyway from eating that. And I just hoping I didn't get anything too major. But my sister's fiance is trying to transfer out here to the Family Dollar. Only problem is, because he lives in Illinois, he's making $13 an hour at Family Dollar now. And there's no guarantee, because this is Indiana where I live at, there's no guarantee he will get the same amount as he is out there. He might take a $2 to $3 pay cut, and if he needs to, there's other jobs in the area that he can go to in Indiana if he decides to move out here. That if he decides to move out here, there's jobs out here he could find. Originally they had talked about moving to like a few other states, but we haven't really discussed anything on that yet. But my uncle's girlfriend who had been at the house the other day. She's getting a new shower put into her she's getting a new shower put into her house on the 6th. So once that shower gets put in, she can't use it for a whole day. So she had used my apartment a couple times to be able to take showers because it's the only one that really works out here. And so and she saw that we didn't have a table to eat at. So she's on the hunt and looking out to see if she could find a table with a few folding chairs that me, my mom, and my uncle could use whenever we have dinner at the apartment. And I've been in this apartment for 6 years, and we've never had a fucking folding table, because the reason why is because right where the folding table should be at, we brought a second freezer with us, because the one small freezer that we have attached to the fridge wouldn't be big enough to fit anything if we didn't buy that big freezer, if we didn't bring that big freezer with us. So it's like, so in the corner, we just have a fucking extra freezer sitting there along with the pantry that we really didn't need, and it's just taking up too much space. So when we do move, I was hoping to be out of this apartment by August of next year, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. I'm just going to have to try to find ways of saving up money to be able to move, and then try to move somewhere that's maybe like a house or something like that, if I can get my family all living together. But there's more to that on that. Also, when I was at Meijer yesterday, not only did I get the little media podcasting little stand holder, I also brought a new calendar for next year, for 2022. The calendar I got was the calendar I currently have on my wall is all deer pictures, but now I'm going to change it. And now the calendar for next year, for the 2022 years, is all pictures of lighthouses. It was $10 for that fucking calendar too, and it's well worth it. I love lighthouses. And so we got that. And that's a pretty interesting thing to have. I was watching the first Jurassic Park movie earlier, but got it on pause right now. And then I still got the second. I think I saw the first two, but I don't remember ever seeing the third one or the fourth one or fifth. I have to watch and make sure. And then they talked about making the sixth one anyway, coming out in the next year or two. Just like also with the Transformers movie, they already agreed that they did five. And then Bumblebee was a spinoff. And then they're talking about making another Transformers movie, which would technically be the seventh, but it's supposed to be a spinoff to Bumblebee. So, and that would make it seven in the series. But that's a lot on that one. Yep. And, let me see here. One of these things, and I always buy them in the store. They're kind of salty, but I love anchovies. And I got a container of anchovies still left, but they're fucking salty as fuck. That's just how they are. And so, a few of the things that me and my family got yesterday when we were shopping at Meijer on top of this, it was me and my mom. We were doing shopping for like the apartment. It was we brought two creamers. My family, there's certain creamers that they will do and certain creamers that they won't. And one of the creamers that my family likes is the Italian sweet cream. We don't like French vanilla. We don't like amaretto. We don't like the Irish cream one, but we will do the Italian sweet cream. And then I will do the Italian sweet cream myself, and I will also do pumpkin spice. So I picked up a pumpkin spice for me yesterday. My uncle likes pumpkin, but he won't drink pumpkin spice creamer along with his coffee. I will, because I'm drinking coffee right now with pumpkin spice in it. I don't give a fuck what my family says or what my mom says. I said, fuck her. I said, pumpkin's awesome. And I'm surprised that it's December 2nd today, and where I'm at, the fucking temperature is fucking 50 degrees. I said, what the fuck? I said, this is fucking December. I was expecting to see snow by now, and we haven't seen that. My mother's birthday is coming up next week. It will be next Sunday. Haven't really decided what we're going to do yet for her birthday. She wanted to go to this taco stand place that was right down the street from me. Problem is, they're not open on a Sunday. She would have to go, like, on the Friday or Saturday or something like that, because they're not open on a Sunday. It's not a big place. You could go in and order. There's maybe five or six tables in there where you could sit down at, providing that it's not fucking packed. But I've never been to it. But it's worth a shot. I'm always interested in trying out places I've never been to. And there's about 30, 40 restaurants within a 30-mile radius of where I'm at that we kept talking about wanting to try, but we never got around to it because you got to factor in, what am I getting paid by my job? What expenses can you pay for that month to try and see if you have enough money aside to be able to do it? That's why I do a lot of those extra hours at Longhorn, trying to make up money so I could try to have something saved up so I could go and do something. There's a couple of Mexican restaurants like around this area that I want to try out and just never got around to doing it. But it's all factoring on money, so it's like, so you got to save up money to be able to try to do this. Same thing with vacation too. I'm pissed off because one of the girls at my job just came back from a 2-week vacation, and the bitch went to fucking Hawaii. I'm like, motherfucker. Even though I don't like heights in any way, but I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. And the only way to get to Hawaii is either take a boat, or you gotta fly on a plane. And I don't really like the idea of a plane, but a boat might be easier for me. Like one of those little cruise liner boat things. And just to show you how gay my brother really is, he I was shopping at Meijer yesterday when I was actually in the electronics section. My brother texted, he texted my mother and told my mom that I need headphones for music so that I could listen to music, because my brother, he doesn't have a license, but since he lives in Chicago, he has a bus pass so that he could take a bus to and from places. And the bus drivers, they don't care if you listen to music, just as long as they don't hear it. So my brother asked me to get him headphones. Me and my mom went to Meijer yesterday, got him a pair of headphones, but I showed him a picture of the headphones I saw, and of course I knew goddamn well he was gonna fucking want it. And so it was the headphones were in the shape of the ears of Pikachu. It was yellow and it had like the ears that Pikachu has in the Pokemon show. And after I took that picture to my brother and sent it to him, he's like, "Oh, I fucking want it because it has to do with Pikachu." He fucking had to have that fucking thing. I was like, "How fucking gay is he?" And so and this is just how my brother is. He's fucking gay for wanting Pikachu. I will show you I can't do the picture on here, but I will show it on YouTube, and I'll show it on Instagram when I do my live stream later on today. And you and people who tune in to my live stream will see the thing of it. I gotta figure out when I could take it to him. But I knew damn well he was gonna want that thing. Because the difference between where my brother lives at and where I live at is that where he lives at, there's a bus and a cab on every corner because he lives in Illinois. And where I live at, there's really no bus and no cab that comes through here. That's why you got to rely on having your license and having somebody that lives with you that drives. But there's really... But this is episode 75. I had brought a container of 4 blueberry muffins. I ate one yesterday, so now there's 3 left. That's kind of like my breakfast thing. Yep. I had to throw out my old fan. My other fan stopped working the other day. It was like one of those little oscillating fans, so I got rid of it. And then my mom only had this box fan. Problem is, this one doesn't oscillate like it usually does, like circles around. So even though I have the fan on, it's just that it's not basically oscillating, which I don't like. I said because I'm burning up and fucking sweating like crazy. That it's like... And that's like fucking crazy for that. I forget, finally, I got my Twitter account fixed and set up. So now I got my Twitter account back, but I had to switch the name and email address just to be able to get in. I don't know what it is about these rednecks that are on Twitter that are so sensitive and they're fucking triggered snowflakes that you can't say one thing about their beloved Satanist Trump without them getting their panties in a wad and them reporting you for something that you said. And that's what happens on a lot of my accounts. Now this one guy that's on Twitter, he's a troll, and he has like, I don't know how many accounts Twitter allows you to have, but this guy must have like 40 different accounts on Twitter, and he's basically repeating the same thing all the time. We want Trump back, we want him in office. No, we don't. Also, I had a couple trolls on my channel for YouTube. They haven't responded in the last week or so, except for one today did, but... His comment was removed by YouTube because it was an inbred comment. So his comment was removed because it was inbred. But this other troll, she was trolling my channel for a long time, for like a week. Eventually, she just gave up after like last week and just decided that because I wasn't really responding to her. And even when I did respond to her, I always had a response back, and to dispute her claim. And so eventually she stopped responding after like a week. But what these idiots fail to realize is that when you respond to my videos, YouTube will push out that video because I'm responding, and that's a kind of a good thing because I get exposure that way. Another problem with YouTube though, is that when you're like a new person within the last 3 to 4 years, see, I just hit my 3 year mark of doing YouTube videos. I think that was back in July. So I hit my 3 year mark of doing YouTube videos. And so, the thing is that a lot of times YouTube won't put out your videos right away because sometimes it's like you gotta have that one title for the video that just catches everybody's eye and catches everybody's attention, and then that video blows up. All it takes is that one video to blow up, and sometimes one video might blow up and another video won't. So it's like, it's all a work in progress with that, because that's how I've been. I think in my 3 years of doing YouTube videos, I've only had 4 videos that have ever topped 1,000 views. But normally on any other video I do, it's usually anywhere between 5 viewers to 20, but never hitting 100 consistently. But all it takes is for that one video to where you can get like the 100 100 views, and then that would help me out a little bit, because the more views you get, the more it pushes it out. And that's what I've been working on, is trying to get those views on top of the subscribers too, because YouTube won't monetize you unless you have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 minutes of watch time. So that's all a work in progress for me. There's not really much else to really go through, so I'm just looking at something real quick before I go. Somebody posted I'm not sure what building that is. Somebody had posted a picture of their cat. They posted a picture of a cat. Must have got out of somebody's apartment or got in. And so it's like, and somehow he got in. I don't know what building that is. The buildings look almost the same, so I couldn't tell you exactly. Yeah, because with me hating this apartment, I said I definitely need to move. Just by looking at this picture, you could see that the carpet on the steps is falling apart, like it's shredding. So that, you know, that carpet needs to be replaced. Also, there's a whole bunch of paint on the wall. Like plaster, basically. So that wall needs to be redone on this apartment hall that I'm looking at. This would be cool if I had this in my house. There's a picture here I'm looking at. I know you guys can't see it unless I share it on Instagram. And it's a house, and you open up the damn door, and there's a secret walkway. That's hidden behind, like, steps going up to somewhere. That's pretty cool. That's a great hiding spot, too, if nobody knows that door was even there. I've always wanted that in my own home. Like, have a secret, little doorway. And then, And then just hide out if somebody doesn't know you're there. Or have like a panic room from like the movie. And that would be a pretty good one too. There we go. Still trying to finish up my coffee. I did start watching a movie the other day, and I still have to finish it. I was watching it on Vudu, and the movie was called Supremacy, and the movie was based on a Trump supporter taking a black family hostage because he felt like, in his mind, because he's a white supremacist, he believed that all black people were bad, even though they're not. So in his mind, he felt that the black family was all bad. And he basically kept calling them the N-word, and he kept calling them all the derogatory racist terms you could call a black person. He kept calling them that in the movie. It's not a bad movie though, but Danny Glover plays the black man that gets taken hostage, and I think the guy's name is Joe Anderson, the one that was playing the white supremacist, but it's well worth the watch too. And I said I have to keep up on watching a lot of my movies, because on Vudu, I won't be able to get through every movie, but they have like over 10,000 movies that you could pick from, and stuff like that, that you could watch, and you could just watch them at your own leisure. See, I usually watch the movies on my days off. Since I was off from Longhorn today, and I was off from Longhorn yesterday, I was able to watch a lot of shit through my Netflix and my Instagram, and I mean, not Instagram, but Vudu and everything else like that. So I was able to do all that. But like with 10,000 movies to choose from, I said you can only get through so much before you wear yourself out. And so, that's just one thing that we have to work on that. I got through episode 170, hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. I was listening to the Overnight Drive podcast yesterday, going from episode 1 to, like, the most recent one I'm on, and I just completed episode 174, so the next one to listen to will be 175. So I'm up to 174 episodes listened to on the Overnight Drive podcast, so that's actually a pretty good thing. And if it wasn't for the fact of Overnight Drive asking me to come on and do an interview, I don't think my channel would have blown up so much as it did in the aspect of subscribers. Because I think I've been talking to the Overnight Drive podcast for almost a year and a half to 2 years now, with being able to listen and talk to them. And so with the Overnight Drive podcast, I think I got interviewed with them the first time last year, and I think it was episode 278 or 279. It was one of them that you actually hear me talking to them on. And so they liked the fact that I put out a Chester Bennington video after Chester Bennington had died. And they liked the fact that I did a tribute video to him talking about the death and how it affected me and not just me, because I was heartbroken by Chester's death. So it was like, and they were kind of heartbroken by it too. Everybody who loved Linkin Park was upset about Chester Bennington's death that particular day. So I put up a video talking about it, and they saw the video. They asked me if I want to do an interview with them, and I said, hell yeah. I said, it might get me some exposure, and it kind of did. Because I know Facebook has a go live thing. I mean, not Facebook. YouTube has a go live thing, but you gotta have 50 subscribers, which I already have, but I've never really tested out the go live thing on YouTube, so that's another thing I'm gonna have to check out and see how that works compared to anything else that I go live on. The only thing I've never been live on was Facebook, but I've been live on Instagram, and I've been live on Twitter, but, you know, that's just how it is, and these are things that are gonna need to be worked on to get some exposure a little bit. So, the other day in my apartment, we had a little right above where my mom's bed is, where she sleeps out in the living room, we had this little nest that had spiders. And the thing hatched the other day, and now we got about 100 spiders crawling around the fucking apartment. And so we just kill them when we need them. Just like the other day, I drowned a centipede in my bathroom. I was getting ready to take a shower because I shaved, and I had my hair cut. And so I'm like, well, I need to get in the shower. I'm going to take a shower. And then I see this fucking centipede crawling on the damn bathtub, which is like the fourth one we got in the apartment since I've been here. And so I took a cup of water, splashed it, or I sprayed it with bug spray. And then he got stuck on the little mat in our bathroom. And so basically I took a cup and just kept splashing water on him so that he could go down the drain, and that's what happened. So basically no more centipede. And then somebody asked me when I was at Meijer yesterday, have they asked you to come back here? I said, well, they're not begging. And then he says, if they beg you to come back, he says, say no, because you're more happier at your job that you're at now, which I am. I'm happier at Longhorn because I make more money. When I left Meijer, I was making like $11.50 something, which ain't shit compared to what I'm making at a Longhorn. And Longhorn isn't paying me a whole lot either, but they're paying me more to work there than I was at Meijer. I'm thinking I'm making like $1.50 more or something like that over at Longhorn. There are a couple of jobs in my area that are hiring for about either the same or a little bit more. A message came through my phone earlier. I wouldn't do it, but some people would if they want to take the opportunity. FedEx is hiring, and they were offering $19.50 an hour, but this is in the actual warehouse. You wouldn't be a driver, but you would be packaging up the packages. But you're making $19.50 an hour. And it states that you got great benefits, but obviously I'm not one to see myself doing it because it's not my thing. Also, Target, the retail store, I used to work for them about 2 years ago, and they when I was working for them, I was making 13. Now they're up to 15 an hour. My only bitch complaint with Target, when I worked for them, yeah, they got great benefits. I just don't like the fact that they pay every 2 weeks. But they got a lot of the same benefits as Meijer did. Like at Target, you get your 401k, you get paid vacation, holiday pay, you got that at Meijer. Now at Longhorn, yeah, you get paid vacation, but you don't get holiday pay, and you got the 401k. So the only thing you get that's actually beneficial to you when it comes to Longhorn is that yeah, you get the paid vacation, you get the 401k, but you do get time and a half if you go into overtime, which is like your only decent thing. But they don't do the holiday pay. That's like my only bitch complaint with it. I said, in my opinion, every job should offer holiday pay. Even Walmart, as big of a company as they are, how the fuck do you not offer your workers fucking holiday pay? As much as you fuck them over, that's the decent thing you can do. Yeah, my mom is still sleeping. I said she didn't go to sleep till like 5 o'clock this morning or six. Maybe later than that. It might have been seven. I don't know. But anyway, she's been sleeping since then. Also, I forgot about this, I still gotta finish up my Tremors movies on top of the freaking Jurassic Park. I got through the first four Tremors movies and I gotta watch the other three. Forgot about that. But anyway, that's my thing. I'll get them done when I get them done. I'm not in any hurry to finish it all. But I was reading up on my podcast earlier, when I came to my email when I was talking about like a podcast rep, where it tells you how your podcast did for the year, and it tells you, like, my podcast is up 50%, I think, and it fluctuates between 3 to 7. It fluctuates between 3 to 7 listeners a week, and so it fluctuates on that. And the best time to listen to my podcast, according to the app, is that most of my people that listen to me, they're on what they call the Atlantic Coast, or is it Pacific? They might be on the Atlantic Coast. They're like on the, they're on the California Coast, the Oregon Coast, Nebraska area, stuff like that. So my podcast listeners are all in that area, and usually they'll be up at like 11 or 12 at night, and that's about the time that they'll be listening to my podcast. So according to the message I got when it was talking to me about how my when it talks about how my podcast did, it states, okay, your podcast is up 50%, and then it states, oh, that the best time to listen to your podcast is between 11 at night to 5 in the morning, which is when most of the people will be up to listen. So that's kind of a good thing for me. So if I can get a lot of people listening at that particular time, that helps me out. And then something like that, and then we'll see from there how everything goes. But this is episode 75, and we're going strong. We're gonna try to basically hit 100 by next year. We're hoping to hit 100 episodes by maybe February or March of next year, as long as I do an episode every week, then I could be up to 100 by maybe March, maybe. And that will be when season 3 starts of the podcast, because I label that by years. So the first season, when I started in July of last year, was season 1. So from July to December was season 1 of those episodes. And then when January started this year, then it became season 2. Now January 1st of next year will be season 3. And I usually don't do podcast episodes on the holidays. So that would space it out a little bit. And we'll work from there. I gotta go because I gotta get some other shit done. And then we'll go from there. And then this is episode 75, and we'll be back next week for episode 76. I hope you guys enjoyed.